to Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. My name is Kevin. I'm here with Michael.
Hey, Kevin.
And Mike, who's this guest we have in the studio with us?
Well, Kevin, you know, there's a big holiday happening today, and that's Labor Day.
Yeah.
And we thought we'd pull one guy away from work, and that man is the one and only comedian Paul Farvar. Welcome to the show.
I'm delighted to be here from my busy work schedule, not doing anything. So, no, I'm excited. Thanks for having me, guys.
I appreciate you being here. So, it's something we want to do, and as you kind of heard that Joe just bumped in with, that was Rush's Working Man, which was actually on my list. So we're going to go through a list here of songs about for the working man, songs about working.
That's right. You know, we pause once a year this first Monday in September to commemorate Labor Day, a celebration, really, of the American worker. And since musicians aren't really immune to these workday blues, we thought we'd roll out this list.
And again, you can find us at 312-981-7200. That's call and text. You can tweet us at SoundSeshPod. We want to hear your thoughts about this. What are some great work songs?
Yeah, so let's hear your best work songs. Let's get this fired up, though, because...
Has to have a work theme
work theme.
The song, not something that you work to, because some people might, you know... You can listen to anything while you're working. Theoretically, it's a work song or a workout song, which is not going to be allowed. Is that right?
Yes. Strict limitations on this.
Yeah, if it's a workout song, no. Workout songs are out. Olivia Newton-John.
No, you're right. You're right.
That's a workout song.
Oh, yeah, that's a workout song.
Right,
yeah.
So let's get physical? No.
Any like audio
books? But it could be, because it's about maybe like lifting things. What if somebody works a physical job?
But what construction worker is listening to Olivia Newton-John?
What if it's for like a doctor giving physicals? Let's get physical.
Or an aerobics instructor.
There's that as well. See, there's loopholes here.
Okay. But if someone says that song, they have to prove that they are... in those fields.
Yes. Argue your point. Okay, that's fair. I like that.
That's a good point.
If we're not credible, we lose all credibility.
They're brilliant.
Yeah, you can use that.
By the way, Paul's a lawyer in his day job as well.
It's already come out. Yeah.
It's already come out. Well, let me start it off real quick because I got to say it. One of my favorite all-time female singers and singers in general is Miss Dolly Parton. She came out with one of the best ones there is. She could pair these lyrics with some minor key acoustic strumming and had the same sad ballad that you hear today, but she made it an upbeat song and then a movie. It's the song 9 to 5. So let's take a quick listen to that and just groove on it for a second or two. Oh, man. All righty.
Dolly's 9 to 5. All right.
It's a fantastic song. The way she sings it and the way she carries herself out, it makes me want to get to work, you know?
Now, I'm gonna come at you with this one, and I think it still counts, and it's one of my favorite female singers, Rihanna, with Work. Work, 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 work. You know what I'm talking about?
Is that song about?
I think it's about work.
Is it?
I'm fairly certain that's the only lyrics in the song.
I think she's talking about a relationship where she has to do all the work in the relationship.
See, I thought, okay, maybe you're right. You know more about Rihanna than I do, but
I'm just saying in a stab because I don't think she.
I just wanted to give it a try.
Let's take a listen and see what the lyrics.
Do we have that one? I don't know if we have that one on file yet.
I was gonna say I thought that she was just into the band Kraftwerk and she was just like I like work, work, work.
Yeah,
work,
it's
work.
Possible.
Oh, either.
Hold
way.
On. Wait. What about Work It? By Missy Elliott?
Oh.
Is it worth it? Let me work it.
I think that's a sexual connotation as well.
Oh, you might be right.
Is that not about...
This is going to be a problem I'm going to keep running into.
Because you have the word
right
there.
We got to be credible,
Okay, Paul, what about you? Right. What do we got in your docket?
Well, my favorite work-related song is Loverboy's Working for the Weekend, because it starts with a cowbell, and it ends with a cowbell. And that's how every song should be, is... cowbell related, and it's just such a good song.
Yeah,
I mean, it makes you want to wake up and go to that cubicle gig.
It really is. It's a song that kind of just, man, it just makes you think 80s, like the minute that you hear
Absolutely.
It.
That album, Get Lucky, it was, I think it was 82 or 83. It's one of my, it's a good album.
You know,
I was a Loverboy fan as a child, so.
A Lover Boy?
Oh, 82, here. I got it right here. February 13th, 1982 is when it peaked. That's when I peaked as well.
I was going to say, turn from a Lover Boy to a Lover Man.
I was first grade peaking.
All right, well, we do got a caller. Caller Linda, who wanted to give us her favorite working song. Linda, what's going on? Welcome to Sound Sessions.
Yeah, thank you. When you said that, one of the first that hit me, and I thought of two more. The one that hit me right away was Tennessee Ernie Ford saying years ago, 16 tons.
16 tons.
I'm not familiar.
What do
I'll
you
be honest.
Get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me because I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Oh.
With some of the words to it.
Wow.
And then another one, Johnny Cash saying about working in the auto division, and he was taking out pieces of car little by little every week to put it together, and he ended up with a Cadillac, a Chevy, and a whole bunch of others all put together to finally get his car.
Oh, okay. I think I remember that song.
Yeah. And then the other one, oh my gosh, it slips through the brain right away. Mm-hmm. There was another one, and it's kind of an oldie, but take this job and shove it.
Yes.
I love that.
It's on our list.
That is. That's Johnny Paycheck, right?
Yes.
There's
a couple more, and I just can't think of them right off the top of my head. But back out in the 50s and 60s, there was a lot of them about working.
Yeah.
And some were in the country and stuff like that.
Sure.
But the thing
no is this a little bit of your fave?
A woman done left and took all the reason I was working for.
Johnny Paycheck.
Okay. Good old Johnny Paycheck.
For an extra point, Linda, can you tell us Johnny Paycheck's second biggest hit?
Oh, no, I couldn't. Not right off.
That's a trick question. He didn't have another.
Yeah, no. You know what, though? Our young people today do not realize the meaning of Labor Day. There are a couple of PBS programs, and they don't show them anymore, about how the people fought for unions.
Yeah.
And they would not have, these young people today would not have what they have today if it wasn't for our ancestors fighting for these things, for insurance and for an 8-hour day and for overtime and equal pay and things like that. They're out there and, they don't realize you cannot make a living slinging hamburgers. That's for high school kids and college kids and maybe a mom to get some chum change. Mm-hmm. Those are not jobs to be working and supporting our families on.
Yeah.
That's a starter. And unions today, I mean, there's not much more we can ask for. They could ask for more pay and that. But the way our government is taking our insurance and things, we're going backwards instead of forwards.
I hear you, Linda. You know what, Linda? Maybe everyone should just take a minute, go back, listen to a little Johnny Paycheck, and just realize, you got to work hard. And it's an important day because you don't even know what Labor Day means. And you think back on it, you're like, oh, all the hard work that we've had to build this country, to build this nation, to build the world, we should take some time to celebrate that. So that's why it's good to bring music into the situation.
Or just think about just taking care of business. And that brings us to another song.
On the south side here, we have on 117th Street a memorial by the firehouse. It used to be Republic Steel. And it has the people's names.
Yeah,
when
Memorial Day Massacre.
Yes. And, they should come out and see some of this. Stop and think of how good we have it now.
Sure.
Well, Linda,
thank you, Linda.
Take care.
Bye-bye. I cut her off too soon, and that's my fault.
Well, we love Linda. Thank you for calling in. That's a really good point. And I love the song she brought up. She liked to listen to.
So she was referring to the Memorial Day Massacre, and that was steelworkers went on a strike in 37, protesting the refusal of some steel manufacturers to sign a contract with the unions. On Memorial Day, May 30th, they organized a march in the east side, but they were stopped by police, and it got violent. Now there's a memorial for that.
So we have a little bit of Labor Day roots here in Chicago, then.
Yeah, quite a bit. The Congress Hotel strike was believed to be the longest running strike. It went from June 2003 to 2013, which is crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, do you remember that? Like, you would walk by the Congress Hotel and see them picketing out there.
They had the big rat up there, too, for a little bit.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. I do remember that.
And then the Jungle, Upton Sinclair's book, was you know, somehow involved here.
And indirectly, Axl Rose wrote a song, Welcome to the Jungle.
See, and that's how it comes back.
It all comes
way
back.
Way to tie it back together.
Yeah,
I like it.
I'm here for that.
Should we take a quick break and then come back and get more into these songs?
Absolutely. We have a lot of texts lined up. We got a few more calls here. We got the rest of Paul's hits on his list. So yeah, let's take a quick break here on Sound Sessions on WGN Radio.
Play ball. Celebrate the Cubs with team memorabilia, exclusive books, and so much more. Visit the ChicagoTribuneStore.com today. Listen to the Sound Sessions here on WGN Radio. We've got kind of like a Labor Day working man song playlist that we're putting together.
Mm-hmm.
And we're joined by comedian Paul Farivar. Am I saying that right? Farivar?
Farivar, yeah, that's perfect. Right.
Hey, Paul, where can we find you?
I have my website is paulfcomedy.com, and that's also Instagram and Facebook.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Well, let's get back into this list. So,
I'm sorry to interrupt. And every Monday on Patty Vasquez.
That's right. Yeah. With Mike Heideman.
Oh, who's Mike? That sounds
good.
Did I say
man.
That right?
He's okay, I guess.
So I have a huge one that I think is being overlooked totally. Mm-hmm. Hard Day's Night by the Beatles.
A Hard Day's Night.
That counts.
Yes. Yeah, totally. And then also Get a Haircut and Get a Real Job by George Thorogood and the Destroyers. That counts, right?
That's a good working class.
Or lack of work, but trying to find work.
Yeah, I think that counts.
Okay, what do you love about those songs?
That they have the word work in them, sort of, or job. No, I really like George Thorogood quite a bit.
Yeah.
I think he was pretty brilliant in his time. But Paul, yeah, moving on.
Paul, you had a few that you wanted to bring up, and we're doing the best working class songs of all time right now.
Well, I mean, if you're going to go working class songs, you got to go with Styx's Blue Collar Man.
Sure.
Didn't like the song, like the band, not a fan of the song, but it is qualified in terms of fitting the theme. Now, if you want to go with my favorites, I mean, I think I already said working for the Weekend and the Bengals' Manic Monday, just because
that's a good one.
Susanna Hoffs is the greatest
person.
Singer of the 80s.
You had a
She's
poster
married
of...
to Matthew Sweet, you know that?
Really?
People don't know that.
There we go. A little bit of that Manic Monday.
Sunday Fun Day came from this song.
Wow, that's brilliant.
Which is very, it's
there.
Probably a Labor Day.
Yeah.
Maybe that's when she wrote it. We'll have to call her and ask her. Why don't we just call her right now?
Yeah, Joe, will you get her on the phone real fast? Going along the lines with that, I had one of my favorite bands, the king of the 80s, Mr. Huey Lewis in the News, with Working for a Living. It was on the number 41 on the Hot 100 peak at the time. This is just...
Great harp.
Come on.
Yeah.
The harp alone says you're working in the steel mill.
Yeah, it had to be the steel mill. Somebody always is playing the harp in a steel mill.
Classic steel mill.
Jeez, they're really wailing on that, too. So that's another great song.
We've got caller Ted. Should we go to him? He's got some songs he wants to share with us.
Yeah, of course.
Hey, Ted, what do you got?
Yeah, well, as a Deadhead, I'd have to say, a couple Grateful Dead songs that come to mind off the, ironically enough, Working Man's Dead album, Cumberland Blues and Easy Wind, that definitely go perfectly for the blue-collar working type of song for Labor Day.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Both qualify.
I mean, to me, they're both about a tie, I think.
And I think going to a Dead show is a bit of work also, because these solos and the sets they play are so long.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
especially,
you need to check in and check out at the end of the
show. Yeah, yeah. It's really hard to go to the shows if you don't have any medication either.
Right, but, I'm sure.
I think they should use some Red Bull vodka sausage at those Dead shows too.
Well, thanks, Ted.
I do love those songs though. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah.
That's classic. All right, thanks again. Have a safe Labor Day.
You too.
Thanks, Ed.
Happy Labor Day.
We've got a bunch of different texts coming in, too. Did you know Prince, according to the 630 mark, Prince wrote Manic Monday?
Really?
I did think I heard that somewhere.
I didn't know that, but I'm not surprised. He had his hand in quite a bit of different musical
workings.
He wrote
a lot of great songs.
Man.
Devo's Working in a Coal Mine from the 847. From the 630.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, and then from the 630, I Don't Want to Work, I Want to Bang on the Drums All Day, which is, that's escaping me right now. I know.
Jay Giles Band.
Yes.
Is it?
I think, wait.
No, I don't think that's right.
No, that's more,
I was going to say, Buster Poindexter.
No.
It's not him.
I don't know who it is.
Michael from Iowa says, Donna Summer, she works hard for the money.
Oh, yeah. It's great video, too.
And then I believe caller Linda was talking about the Johnny Cash song. It's One Piece at a Time is the one about slowly assembling a car by lifting from the workplace. And that's from Mark from the 630 as well.
Man, One Piece at a Time.
What is a bunch of these? Working Man Blues?
I think that's about Legos, though. I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that could be.
Johnny Cash, the original creator of the Legos.
I mean, he was a huge Lego fan.
Killer helicopters.
What about Elvis Costello's Welcome to the Working Week? Another great 1970s punk song. Thanks.
Bang on the drum all day was Todd Rundgren.
Todd Rundgren, not Jake Giles.
From the 312.
Todd Rundgren, who is in a Ringo Starr's all-star band now.
Oh, is that right?
And they cover that song when they play it together.
So is Susanna Hoffs, interestingly enough.
No, I'm not up on Kenny Chesney's discography, but apparently he has a song called Shift Work.
Shift Work. Yes.
He has a tractor song, right, too? Is that him?
Probably.
A song about him wearing a cowboy hat.
Maybe
as well,
liking beer.
That's possible.
Ooh, I like this one from the 630. Just came in. Hi ho, hi ho, hi ho by the Seven Dwarfs. Paul, does this count?
I'm saying no on this.
So, I don't know. They're fictional characters, but so is a lot of hip hop. So
yeah. And now that I think about it, they do say work in the song.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, we're off to work.
We'll count it.
Okay.
We'll count it.
That was a good one, kind of out of the box. I like that kind of thinking. Okay.
Yeah. that counts. I think he gets credit for
now,
that one.
From the 630 as well, and you actually segued well into this one, Bachman Turner Overdrive's Taking Care of Business.
Yeah.
Which to this day, I drop the acronym TCOB or TCB all the time. Nobody knows what that means anymore.
Oh, really?
It's millennials.
Terrible.
Like Linda said.
They're ruining everything.
Everything. Yeah, TCOB is connected very closely to BMOC, Big Man on Campus, every year.
Just as a quick aside, you said something about millennials. I saw a headline. There's always these new millennial headlines coming out. There was one this week I saw. Millennials are to blame for Hooters closing because they hate boobs, apparently.
Makes sense.
Being a millennial. Never mind. Moving on.
Dang millennials. They're ruining it for everybody.
We just hate crappy wings, not boobs. Anyway.
They have great wings.
Who I don't like their wings.
Oh,
I
do the not. Boneless ones are phenomenal.
Not a fan.
No.
Anyway,
I
digress.
Disagree.
Yeah, that's okay. We can do that.
From the 847, we have the Average White Band, Work to Do, and they're pretty sure that's the title. I can't remember if that's another. That's another great band. You know, I feel like why don't we write more work songs? Because I think the only ones that we have nowadays are either by Rihanna or like you said, Missy Elliott, Britney Spears. But there hasn't been a good working on the rail songs in a while.
I've got one that we haven't said yet.
What do you got?
Sheena Easton, Morning Train, 9 to 5. Morning My train. Baby Takes the Morning Train.
That's pretty good.
Oh, yes.
That's about work.
That is a good song. Joe, will you find that song real quick so we can hear on it? It's amazing. You know, back to Bachman Turner Overdrive real quick. That band is so fantastic. I forgot, they have a really cool, interesting story, and I'll look it up when we're in the break, but how they got their name. It was like they were working on a car before, they were all car guys beforehand, and that's how the Bachman Turner Overdrive came to be. So not only are they writing work songs, they're just a freaking work band, guys.
There it is.
This is nice.
This is the jam back then.
Great video as well. 80s, classic 80s video. Oh! There's one that I can't believe no one has brought up. It's a blue-collar classic song from a blue-collar band and a great video that has animation and Sting singing background vocals. I am talking about...
Give us a lot of clues
here. Dire Straits, Money for Nothing.
Great band.
Chicks for Free. The ultimate.
There's lines in there talking about work. They're sitting there watching MTV and saying that's how you get it done.
They're literally
money
moving
for nothing.
TVs.
Yeah.
Pack those refrigerators.
We've got a really good text from the 773 with three songs. Maggie's Farm by Bob Dylan, Career Opportunities by The Clash, which I think is on our list here.
Yep, that's on our list.
And then also Cleaning Windows by Van the Man Morrison. See, this is what I mean. Like, I feel like songs back then, like Van Morrison, and that's why I thought Bob Seger would definitely have some sort of work song, because that's just like, that was their... they're like, you know, they're wheelhouse. That's, you know, yeah. It's just like they told stories back then about work and about what they knew, and now it's more so about like, I don't
Facebook
know.
Facebook and Instagram.
Millennials.
All those songs about Instagram.
Tell me more about your quinoa hummus dip that you just ate. Yeah,
I hate the hummus dip song. It's the worst song ever.
Is that Taylor Swift? Red.
You know what?
No, Ed Sheeran.
There is that song Uber Everywhere, which is about a working man who's working in an Uber and he's going everywhere.
That's a great, great song.
Well, I think that's a good time.
I think we've exhausted the list
to
here.
Close
yeah.
the list, but lots of great texts. One more from the 773. Bruce Springsteen's Working on the Highway.
Yeah, same type of guy, like same storyteller.
Super classic. Yeah. Super classic.
Well, Paul, thank you again for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
One more time, where can we find?
If you guys want to see some stand-up comedy, I'm host of Drink Date Laugh at the Laugh Factory every Friday at 8 o'clock, and we got a show coming up called Everyone's a Lawyer, where it's a game show about comedians trying to be lawyers, and that next show is September 28th at the Laugh Factory as well.
Great
Check
show.
It out, paulfcomedy.com.
Awesome.